obligation. And a few of our alternative members are sitting in different provinces on oversight business and so on. And so that's why you find a smaller contingent. I'm also told that some people have to leave. I can't allow you fast enough to get a good instruction. So very pleased that we're going to have the DA here with us today. What I wanted to just start off with is to give members a sense of our program, at least for the rest of the week. You will know that we have a few goals before us currently. The Judicial Services Commission amendment being one of them, the other one, the Judicial Education Institute. Very importantly, we have with us now, it having been tabled while we were away, the Constitution 13th Amendment. And of course the bill before us. You would remember, members, that we finalized the RITA provisions and we voted on the bill before we rose last term. We will be seeking the first opportunity to debate that particular bill in the House. So at the first opportunity we have, we will hopefully put the debate on the agenda and we'll proceed. So please just note that for your diaries. It will probably be the first sitting in 2 weeks' time, but I have to just clarify with the whippery. So please, those of you who are here, please make note of the fact that that debate will be coming up as soon as we have the first plenary. Okay, that's the intention anyway. Second issue is around the briefing for the Constitutional 13th Amendment. I had programmed it for Thursday. There is a problem. Is this sound? Does this sound okay? Because I can't see you. But that's it. Some of you. I had programmed a briefing from the department on the Constitutional 13th Amendment for Thursday. However, you would recall that when we passed the Prop Amendment, we sat in concurrence and conferring with the relevant select committee, that would be our equivalent in the NCOP, together with the provincial local government select committee, which is luckily all housed in one committee, but with different chairs, as well as the Portfolio Committee on Local Government. Now, I'm told that, in particular, the Select Committee is in KZN this week, and they're not able to come and attend. So we're going to have to try and reschedule this. As you know, there's a deadline for passing this legislation. The deadline would be the 18th of February. But remember, this process is different from the normal, so to speak, constitutional amendment in the sense that the provinces essentially have a constitutional veto. And so what we'll need to do is to ensure that when, by the time we pass it and the NCOP has referred it to the provinces, that there is sufficient time this year still for it to come back and for a formal vote to happen in the NCOP. So all of that has to happen within this year because we're not sure about the parliamentary program next year, given that the deadline for the passing of the bill is the 18th of February. It may be that they aren't plenary scheduled before the 18th of February next year. So it's quite important that we actually pass that bill this year, given the deadline. So those four bills are with us, and we obviously need to give sufficient priority to the constitutional amendment, which we'll have to then just do within the region. Obviously, one of the things that we need to do is to confer with these other committees, and their availability is also something that we need to So that's on that bill. For the rest of the time, we will, of course, be processing the other two bills, and then we're expecting a few other bills as well, as you know, from the department. So as and when we get those bills, we will then have to factor that into our program. So we have a pretty full plate. You will notice that we're in the program that I'm not sure if that has been truly in terms of a provisional program, but we literally are sitting at legal. So that's really that, I think, from the perspective of the synergy program. I don't know if anybody has any questions. We wanted to take the briefing in before the closing date, as you said. And so it may very well pan out that you'll take the briefing after that closing date. And if that's the case, we will, of course, I'm told that during the publication process, there were three submissions that we received when the department published in the government address, for example, of asking for another study. We've unfortunately included in today. But I've asked them to send back to them as soon as I receive the bill. Okay, anything else, members? I think that's really clear. And as I say, as soon as more detail comes to light about how we're going to take the proof of that, my team Thank you.
and thank you for the submission. I also wrote a bit of document to the report. I have found that it's a very useful chair and useful for that. The report is that one day made up with a lot of good information in that. Just to highlight one issue, and that is the focus. You mentioned the issue of confusion that is the judicial officers at the moment relating to the application of substantive instead of circumstances. I would understand that before the Malco judgment, clearly after the Malco judgment, that it sets up the second one to say, sentencing proceedings followed. There shouldn't be confusion. Does your research show that there was a large amount of confusion before that judgment? What is your finding subsequent to that judgment? Thank you.
Another matter. And I don't think you've got to place some of these people.
another way to reason why I need to start the foundation actually is with the citizens, because I think a lot of people were running around saying that they're going to get into the inclusion of the problem, actually designed for the inclusion of the problem. And I think that we have to go into the very objectively, because we don't believe in the relationships which aren't based on customers. And our finding was, which is interesting, is that minimum citizens at the moment not in the but because the longer sentences are the present driver of the income, mathematical projection shows that if we don't revisit our sentencing policy and our sentencing legislation, minimum sentencing will have an impact on the income in the long term. And what I would encourage people to do, and I don't have sentencing, which is having to look at mathematical system, is to read the Open Society report on overcrowding and have a look at what the potential impact is. And I think things that we're actually using, I'm just trying to add as well, I'm just not understanding on some of the things. I would just say my own position is to go to the green with the sources that are in the book. And we chose to fix the things to do seriously and the right to fix the position to do seriously. The point that I was trying to make about that was that there is a potential for constitutional challenge, and I really wanted to bring that to the attention because the committee doesn't think that it's a serious challenge that we regarded. I just thought this is something interesting to consider. Our concern is more than to looking at the issue of substantial and compelling circumstances in more than just one thing. We've looked at it in some detail, we've talked about it in some detail in sexual offences, but equally we should be looking at in terms of other remaining things, for instance, that fall under the limits of legislation and entitlements that which require comprehensive consideration, not just limiting it to one thing. I think that's a really good point to make, not at all specifically with particular sources of violence in the book. Thank you. see that there is a tendency and a trend that really depends on the inclusion of speech on the music. There is a tendency that we do to the speech on the sound, so that is the vehicle that we have to do. What about you? In terms of submission, I think I'm going to go to your script with the start of handling the political opportunity to do and put forward our views. And again, I think also just to say that if you support the principles, the substance against incredible guidelines, all the time, all the intent to regard the community of Christ. And we also do acknowledge and welcome the fact that the reduction of the thanks to would appear to have increased thanks for this, to the bar of the government, to the government, of the government. So, in the submission, I do make a difference in the issue Dr. on some of the draft issues within the proposal, and this is the issues around suspension and continued suspension. Before meeting today, we would have liked that it also made the point that because we are organizing conservative gender and violence broadly, we would like to see the education related to the whole gamut of crime and gender. Particularly because we are going to have new sexual gender education, we will introduce new crimes, because we check that there are guidelines issued around that. We'll just important to issue some sort of guidelines in relation to domestic violence, as well as to work against these statistics. To use the policy that we gave those points of feedback to see some statistics. But I think if you turn to Another possibility that can get up inadvertent and unintended is, and I think it comes to note for surgery when you look at the United Pacific, when it comes to going to bad shape and regional course. But I think the essential, there is an essential intention to see ordinary rest and serious rest. And ordinary rest is operating up to the excellence of anatomy. So I'm saying, unfortunately, a vast number of, I will use the word crack and palate, careful being the stress you run with them. This is not the word for today. You were that terribly hard, you were that terribly injured, therefore. And that is this, I think, diminishing the fear to the harm of rest. So, there is something to talk about. I think the gap between the two minima is 10 years and 25 years. So, the gap is 15 years. It looks like saying that child young adults are more than twice the period as we may have some circumstances and adult women. And I don't suggest that if you intend to send out, but it could be an unintended consequence. But I think I'm thinking it's really minimal time to check, and I think that it could be a very bad use for the credit. But I just want to be enough to take it to the consequence of the situation. I think it's a very circumstances. I think the concern here, of course, we talked about the initiation and animation. And then come to the further standing in time. But I would like to look at other issues that come up with problematic. And the one would be the psychological or lack of psychological harm to be compared. That's a recent need to be considered. So I think it's first to look at cases to establish the probability or model of airworthiness of the accused person. It is all due respect. The victim's ability to make a recovery, to become a survivor, cannot operate in any form for him that he's able to do this. And this is what is effectively happening in court. I think one of also finding judges of that case is all you're checking on qualified places in the checklist, looking at somebody's demeanor in court, and deciding that they have not been badly affected in some way. So I would also suggest that one needs to look at the psychological impact and the factor on the victim cannot be used to mitigate the fact that you're to be achieved failure. I think the other area one wants to look at as well is the use of factors to be accused in court. Like firstly, permanent decisions. Employment is not something that really depends on your morning profit or morning or revenue, and it is a factor, I think, that in some way operates in ways that are kind of discriminatory. And as we all know, unemployment is not necessarily very kind. It's very reflection on someone's willingness to human beings that are unemployed. If they start using employment and unemployment as a means to distinguish who shouldn't go to prison, you are aligned for certain amounts of discrimination to keep in. That really is more to that as well. With certain support, I think that the particular relationship and previous sexual again, can't have an impact. I think the one concern is that our work with children as well as women who are in relationships and are having sexually abused by their partners, they do sometimes serve as goals rather than consider the possibility of staying with someone who's been for a very long period of time. It's just extremely difficult to achieve time balance. The last of the day they score, they think that we think it's going to be hard. Maybe they could rather have been convicted. So that's the question that I'm sure is looking attention to. And then I think there is a suggestion to speak to them. Some of the facts in the life of criminals, which are being suggested as a matrix, those should not be treated as to excessive offenses in their own right. The inclusion, for example, of exposure to HIV. So that should not be treated as exposure and the case of murder, rather than only aggravated facts in terms of cases. And the same as I think the reason why we harm is affected, is that two should be treated as separate offense in its own right, rather than aggravated facts alone.
those circumstances in the judge and magistrate have taken into account that multiple crimes in particular say the failure must clearly execute as a limited work. And again, those are some of the suggestions that are related to that if you're interested, by the end of September, early October, we said there is a from 2,100 rotated, the land is the biggest sample for three counties. It could include all town halls, subscriptions, charges, and the documentality. So this comes up with a very comprehensive reading, what it actually said and done this course. So we would be very happy if you're interested to come and collect that too. Some of this is drawn from the corporate decisions, but there's a great wad of what's happening in the magistrate court that is not coming to the defense because it's not being reported on. And I think the concern, and I would give you, I can give you limited data, is that I think by and large, I would not say the limited sentences are being addressed. On our part, I would say probably 50% is not being familiar with this. We saw only two sentences of life imprisonment in the entire country. So I was very happy to share with you community that the video of this energy is so important to look at and done at the very sources. So let me see that about the Constitution and in terms of the internal decision in France to keep all decisions. The critical riddle of the accused was, could be reinterpreted, it wouldn't be enforced to be this is something to clear that the judge decided on the meaning of the trial counsel. That is not the case. And if we have to one of the things we can't do is to have a whole list of things that can't be taken into account. I think we can narrow down in terms of trying to show the interpretation that is taken. As it says, you'll hear again in the example that many people feel that really
by more distractions.
have this one resolved and checked, make sure there's never a refresh.
In Lexus, Jesse's question on point two, just quite recognized, should I know that at the beginning, and I'm not going to use an opportunity to send my deserves, and I'm just going to take care of that point two. So, I did ask that they would be invited all the positions which you have done for that point two, and I'm not tired any longer. In relation to that question, the one possible way of getting past that is possibly to consult with the complainant and find out what the complaints say, what the complaints say. And I would strongly suggest that this be done out of the presence, especially the child, but not be done in the presence of the guardian or the caregiver. Now, I add a sentence. I would like to also suggest that the committee, when the National Constitution Authority released their annual report, and in particular when they use information around the guardian, to look at the sentences that are being handed down takes the breath in two bottles. You can see that only 2 months ago in the case in spring of a girl foster father who is guilty to rape and T-Barber sentenced to 10,000 rand. One would not want the T-Barber sentence to be undermined within the sentence in legislation. I don't know that it's an anecdotal or true isolated example. The data and the things we should look at is that the information presented around T-Barber in relation to these kinds of crimes. Same time that they can be provided to you to work with the kind of sentence given them. Thank you. that because it's committed the crime and the family that it's okay. That it's less serious than anything else. Whereas I was thinking that the custody officer that they're talking about, particularly in relationships, but where they are then more accessible to the that they should be treated as more serious rather than less serious. And what they've been told is that they're not the next one. Clearly that's not. Clearly, we've got to take a decision one way or another. You can't settle with this kind of thing, and you can't take it before that observation. Because of the very nature of this crime. I mean, whether the perpetrator is present or not, the psychological impact on the victim is such that you're not going to have a person out there for vengeance and recognition and all kinds of things. Because they realize that a potential breadwinner existed or what it is. Now, you know, policymakers, we have to take a decision. Are we as the legislature going to say this is a more serious offense and should be treated as a more serious and the message should go out and the punishment should go out? That this is and more serious. And we can't say, you know, have a wishy-washy position that can go on to the same because either is not possible. And so really, if it's something that South Sudan should discuss and then we'll make decisions later while we're discussing it as well. It's a difficult question. But at the same time, it seems to me, as I was saying, if the evidence of race is proved, then what reason do we then say standard of fulfilling certain standards that individuals with relationships have had a prior relationship and so on. And it makes absolutely no sense to go to equity and dignity and all of those values that have been constituted. So that's my feeling on the matter. And I mean, we have to choose a certain rule of thumb. But it does seem to me that the issues that we're dealing with is not exactly the same. And what we're looking for is a real that this is perhaps an element that we shouldn't consider, if this is what is prepared to remove it, then I think that's what we should be doing. But from our perspective, it seems really very frustrating sitting back and watching that, you know, when judgments are handed down on the basis that there's a relationship and the way that we have a relationship. I think that's making sense because it just came back to our
I'm amazed concerned with the media unwillingness to proceed with the prosecution of a companion trial. In fact, I don't know if you've got any spiritual, but you mentioned anecdotal evidence. I think that is amazing. And it might be aggravated to the extent that it's all the lack of political prosecution. I think you just need to be mindful of that.
Follow up, if you come back with a further submission, I would like to give to you the following issues. Murder is not murder per se, and are you saying you're making it up? Because in murder cases, you get the wife.
prior relationship. But there is the underlying problem of withdrawal, and maybe your parents have other problems to take to be solved elsewhere. So people consider that in the submission if you would be willing to take it. We would also be able to use the surgeries that would indicate how many such withdrawals are happening because of that prior relationship and that concern. I think the deal with murder, it can always be, if you have constant verdicts for murder, it can be more abuse. That's going to be the same thing of race as well. So I would say race is race. I mean, there are some
issues.
Yes, there are. Did you have a question about the answer to the name? Oh, I'm sorry about that. I would say it wouldn't have to be late. If you're putting a description, then it would be saying it is all time restricted. If I'm understanding the question.
find DNA in the 37 communities, but seldom find DNA from time to time. So there are two portions that are speakable in many of those places. One is the being a child, and second the single witness. And obviously those so-called portions within our whether you agree with them or not going to be so-called satisfied. And you and the magistrate are still that indeed the judge is not going to be referred to the High Court. The judge in single judge has done, obviously he looked at the evidence and he disagreed and become satisfied. And he will most always, so he will tell you that you only, what is this point, within public, yeah, you just pay lip service to the court and the rule, and they will take you to silence what they're invited to do so. So I think it was such a mind you look at that graph and the type of data you do, it's very difficult to evaluate that stuff. And with all due respect, sometimes the judges on at the referral may also make a mistake. I'm not saying they can't be also right all the time. So if you look at that thing, I'm really not in front of this, that the responsible of the legislation could be in the operation of body, life, and vision, and the intent for. I've also referred to my document to training we've been doing with regional court magistrates, especially from 2002, more specifically from 2005, sexual offences training, but also in the social context. This year we've already done a series of workshops on sexual offences for itself. I think we've done it from that. But also from our side, we emphasize our interest. And I've also already submitted a proposal that we have a proper training conference on sentencing itself for regional magistrates. The only problem is always I'm looking for funding for it at the moment. But in that conference, I think it's also good that the proposal is obviously going to be accepted. Look at proper training of the body, life in prison, and if it's appropriate or not. And also look at all the other things, options again, regarding also the measures of the I think we see this as a big responsibility for the act to go through, and I think we will do our best to attend this appropriate. Of course, we will make mistakes, but that's part of the system, that there are also checks and balances in place. And in this case, then the so-called automatic appeal will also be there. And at least I can say that. So there will be two judges during the appeal, but not one judge who is currently served in the population. We decided to have additional judges for the
program. Well, I think you've also got access to justice. We have a situation where we have to have, so far as the system is concerned, we would have to have people having to go one year for a second time to high school. And then some places will be done once, another 3 to 4. The regional court sits in the rural areas, far and from that perspective, I think we regard that those people who are taking time and legal citizens could be sitting in the areas that might be in the family of the community and the way to the high school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the supervision of the
was not able to do this, those things will be moving, you know, from that experience. So they should be doing it, you know, they should have done it. Is Thank you.